time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Malloy. I'm Mick Malloy, that's Jane Kennedy.
Hi, hello, Jane.
And, hello to you, David.
Dangerous Dave, yes. Hi Mick, hi Jane, great to see you.
But were you on the nod?
No, we just thought you took a while introducing us.
Reading a book or what are you doing? Hey, big show today, make no mistake. We have got an entertainment report that's too big for one segment. We're going to go for two.
There's so much happening in the world, including the death of a legend.
Yeah.
I hope you've got something from maths.
I have. Don't worry about that. Don't worry.
There we go. Animal Kingdom. It's Thursday.
It's a special Animal Kingdom today, isn't it, really?
It is. And sitting in on it will be Elaine Benstead, who, as we know, runs a show down there at Zoos South Australia. She's going to come in and talk to us about a fundraiser, a very important fundraiser, right here in Adelaide, where I am right now, that'll be occurring this weekend. So
fantastic.
We'll fill in all the details there.
All right. Hey, the Song Whisperer's back.
Well, I hope it's a little easier.
So do I. I haven't heard the clue yet, so I don't know how, what the description, what it's like, but I'm just going to let him do his thing, not interfere.
It's an unhire pussycat. Don't worry about it. Kitty Flanagan.
Yay.
Is on. I always love it when Kitty swings by.
So do I. She'll I love it more.
Good. Well, right. Well, it's not a competition.
It is a competition. Everything's a competition.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through.
So you're in Adelaide.
I am in Adelaide, city of churches. Just come from the Crazy Horse, which was
very early.
Well, I've had a couple of business lunches. Knowlesy was there. Knowlesy was being thrown out as I was going in. So
just a bit of a lunchtime titillation.
It was a load of fun.
It is
the cultural heart of this great town.
It's a beautiful city.
Well, it is a beautiful city. It's had many highs and many lows for me over the years.
You could say that. One involving a court. You know that system very well.
Big hello to all the justices out there who may or may not have ruled in cases I've been involved in.
Yes.
In the great
is that the
state
last time
South
you wore
Australia?
A suit?
Yeah. It is. Well, I'll tell you what, the last time I was here was one of my favourite weekends of all time. I came over, bought the clubs, played three of the best golf courses in Australia over 3 days, then went to one of the best sporting arenas in the country to watch my Tigers beat the living daylights out of Port Adelaide in round four.
Beautiful oval.
It was a triumphant return.
You had to get the Tigers in there somewhere, didn't you, to really piss off all the Adelaide Crows and Port supporters.
So what have you been doing in my absence?
Oh, we've just been relaxed, having a good time, really just chilling out, having,
talking TV and feet up on the couch.
Yeah, it's a different vibe when you're not here.
Well, that's hurtful. It really, really is hurtful.
Yeah, it's just, how have you been? What's your vibe?
I'm going all right. I'm a bit concerned, though, because pushing the buttons over here in Adelaide today is our producer, a.k.a. the Song Whisperer.
The Song Whisperer's button pushing.
Who's looking at a desk full of buttons and just stabbing them at random. So he looks like Homer in the nuclear power plant right now.
So if something goes wrong, we know to blame.
It's the Song Whisperer.
The Song Whisperer.
All right, are we ready to get into a big
show today? I think we are. Let's kick it off. Let's
go. Entertainment news coming down the pike after
this. I've got news about the Logies. Big changes.
Hello. All right, we're here thanks to Makita and the range of cordless garden tools for Makita's cordless power garden range.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
It's a big day in entertainment across the world, and we kick it off with a valet to one of the greats, Kirk Douglas, who has died at the age of 103.
Wow.
Oh, he's gone too soon.
Well, I don't know.
He's cut down in his prime.
103 is a very good innings, and I don't know what the secret is to his longevity, but he worked for a very long time, and I guess that must be it.
I wonder what got him in the end. Do you think it was the human papilloma virus?
It was his son. His son got that, you clown.
You don't know how he got that. Oh, yeah, it was his son.
Yes, Michael.
It was probably handed down. It could
wasn't
be one of those,
handed down.
One of those congenital conditions.
He appeared in more than 90 films.
Oh, wow.
And
he indeed, his most famous of all is Spartacus. Can we play the clip? Play
sure,
the clip.
Let's go.
Slaves you were, and slaves you remain. But the terrible penalty of crucifixion has been set aside on the single condition that you identify the body or the living person of the slave called Spartacus.
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus!
One of the most famous scenes in movie history.
A very moving scene, indeed.
They're playing it everywhere, but he doesn't have a line in it.
That's right.
He's got one. He says Spartacus, but you go... Of all the things you can show, and let's have a look at what a fantastic career. They play a scene where he does nothing.
He looked good in that outfit. This is probably what Rusty based his outfit on.
Oh, yeah, Gladiator.
Can I say, it's sounding a little Monty Python when I hear it.
Of course it is.
It sounds a bit Life of Brian.
Yeah.
Hey-hoo!
But anyone dressed up in that gear, you can't do it straight. You can't with a straight face, I'm
anyway, I didn't know. Who had him in the Deadpool? We run the Deadpool here at Triple M.
Dave,
Eli.
Eli in our
digital department. Yeah.
And Jill, who is our producer, also has had him for the last 5 years, but didn't put him in this year because he was just... doing too well. It wasn't not enough. So,
are you guys in? Are we all in?
What do you mean in the?
Well, I've got. Can I put in some for the Deadpool?
I
want to go. I want to go. Vera Lynn.
Isn't she gone?
She'd have to be gone.
She is 102.
Really?
She's 102.
Yeah. There's some smart money on Vera Lynn. from what I'm hearing, she's cooked. not going to make 103.
God.
Have you got her song? You've got one of her songs there, Dave?
You meet again.
Yeah, in heaven. Pretty soon. Pretty soon.
Don't know where.
She's a bit of a one-hit wonder, surely. That's the only song I ever hear.
How dare you?
What?
She has an album out, this is to tell you how old she is, called Greatest Wartime Hits. And was born in 1917.
Wow. So she did It's a Long Way to Tipperary, something like that.
I think you're mocking her, so I'd take that tone anyway.
Actually, my past mother-in-law would be horrified right now. She
so I'd like to Cornella, Vera Lynn and Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, God, isn't she gone too?
No, 103.
Do you know what film Olivia de Havilland's been in? Can you name one?
I'm going to name one. It'll be one of those chicky films.
Oh, Gone with the Wind, one of the most famous films
of all.
One of
those. There it is. Yeah. Bang. Well,
chick
rest of the case.
Film.
And I want to box up the trifecta here, Olivia de Havilland, Vera Lynn and Prince Philip. If I can take
sure, because that's fair enough. That's about to happen any day.
And for a roughie, could I have Toadie from Neighbours?
Oh, you don't want it.
I beg your pardon. Why? That is ridiculous.
I've just got to.
He listens to this show too.
He does listen to this show.
It's really awkward.
I'm not wishing it.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Well, you might as well put people who might be over the age of 35.
No, he's my smoky. He's my outside.
You are.
He's my long shot.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd put you in his Deadpool too.
Well,
that could go in. All right, let's.
He might get coronavirus or something. You know,
why have you got it in for Toadie? You've got
I
it
like
in for
Toadie.
Him. No,
me
you've
Toadie.
Got it in for him. You always
me and
have.
Had it out in the Gold Coast.
No, he knows that you. There's something going on.
He doesn't like me.
No, he doesn't like.
Right,
you.
What else have you got?
Changes are coming to the Logie Awards. Thanks, Truth. Tom Gleason. Because showbiz reporter Peter Ford has said today that he has heard. The big changes are each network is going to put only two people forward who could be eligible for the Gold Logie.
So you don't get to vote for them. So hang on, people don't vote
anymore. Then people vote based on those two only.
So the network can take your wild card, aka Tom Gleason. Don't call him Dom and Nuff Nuff.
I'm not saying Tom, I'm saying
well,
your average
Nuff Nuff.
Well,
that's what it sounded
like to me. Tom can handle that, trust me.
So the networks decide, so Seven would say...
Put you up. For example, as a network star to be the Gold Logie. You and Koshy could be
up. Probably the pecking order.
Of course.
While they're making changes, I got a couple. Bring back the Tony Bartucci identity. I honestly don't think that show's ever been the same since.
That is what
maybe
I
open with the leggy Rhonda Birchmore.
Well,
she's back in business.
She's hot right now.
Why does she is hot right now? She could do the opening.
And
any
make
more
it
suggestions?
Longer. Could we make it longer? I just think it's too short.
There's not enough beer in the world for you to drink to get through it.
All right.
16 beers you drank at the Logies. Actually, it was more than that. It was 16 beers before we went up to present an award.
Well, did we present, did we?
I don't even remember.
Okay, let's come back with some more entertainment
Ricky Gervais
news.
To host? Why don't we fly Ricky Gervais out, fill him up?
No, we don't need him. We don't need him.
I'd like to see it.
Yeah, all right.
He's in my Deadpool.
Let's come back with all some more entertainment news.
Done.
Right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
She's read every mag, tweet and blog and spoken to every unnamed source, so you don't have to. Jane Kennedy's Entertainment Report.
And Married at First Sight, number one in the ratings again last night amongst the reality shows.
They don't get married, even though that they it's just...
I had to actually explain it to some teenage children who don't usually watch it last night. And they're going, what is the... Are you telling me they have a wedding? Yeah, but they're 17 years old, 15 years old. Mm. You're
that
a grown man.
Just a whole
they're going,
show
I don't get it. Why they do this, Mum? Why would they put this their parents through this? Yeah, well, speaking of putting their parents through something...
Here we go. What have you got for me? Give us a headline.
All right. Hayley is a recovering drug addict.
Okay.
And
she's a catch.
Yeah, she's now a finance broker, apparently.
So she's come good.
She's come good. Good. She's into bodybuilding. She has a whopping sleeve. She has a sleeve that's extraordinary on her arm of tats.
Right.
And she's a straight.
Which is fine until you get the bingo wings.
She's pumped. She looks great. And she's somebody who likes to speak out, say whatever comes into her head, which is so appealing,
fantastic.
I find. Anyway, she's married David. He's from a very Christian conservative family.
Oh, here we go.
So let's have a listen to Hayley, who is very concerned about her big secret.
Everything tonight was working with us. He's an absolute gentleman and, you know, I respect him and I think he respects me. There's something that I have to tell him. I was a drug addict and that I used to abuse several substances for the majority of my life, but I'm feeling nervous about what he will say. I can't wait to tell you my backstory. I've been through, a lot of shit. Like, some big stuff. I hope you're not judgmental, Adelaide. I'm going to reveal my past to him, but it's my wedding night. This isn't the time and the place to have that conversation with someone. It'll happen, and it will happen organically.
Yeah, no, I think, yes, it is the time and the place.
Probably before.
Probably before you walked down the aisle, which is difficult because she only saw him when she was right at the end, when he was there. So the other problem is that he's got extremely conservative-looking parents who were pale at white, shocked, and dad's a cop. So that's all going well. And she's not a shy
person. She's clearly done time. This will come out. She's clearly, I've had a hard run. I've done a number of substances.
She also, at the wedding reception, she beatboxed and she crumped.
Oh, right.
Oh, come on. You know what's crumping, Dave?
That's it's on.
Do it.
It's
do
radio.
It.
I can't show you.
Don't you ever crump in front of me?
That's when you get your two arms out front.
Okay,
and you
now
do
so
that
this now. Is where now. This, now we've got to the nub of it. Now I put it to you: when these marriage and relationship counselors and guidance sit there and earnestly look at the camera and go, "We really want to pair a couple up who are most suitable to each other. Mm. We really have to see if we can make a pair." Yeah. He seems shy. Mm. She wants someone to come out. Mm. So you've gone and paired, like Fred Niles' son,
correct?
Yes,
with Chappelle Corby.
That's right.
You have. And of course, the counselors have no say in it whatsoever. Right. It's the producers of the show.
Well, I know that, but just for how you can hang your head.
I don't know how those counselors.
Surely they can't
can
work
go
outside
on.
Of this show, can they?
They
can't. No one would go and see them in the real
but
world.
But they come back every year because they must love it. They must love
are they
being
like
on
fake
TV.
Counselors like it's a fake wedding.
No, they won't like Bettina Arndt. They're real counselors.
That's who they should get.
Yeah,
that'd be the only thing that could take that show even further over the
now,
top.
Now she would be. Absolutely perfect on that show. So that's
okay. Hey, moving on. MKR gone.
Well, what? Not gone, but an expert says
that's me hammering a nail in the coffin.
Well, that's tough. Consider it might be your lead-in for your show, Front Bar. So I wouldn't be too quick to jump on board.
We'll pull
there.
It out of the fire.
Rob McKnight, who formerly worked on Channel 10, and he says, "Look, the latest season of My Kitchen Rules premiered last week, but it was a disaster." He doesn't think there's going to be a recovery. I think they've changed what they've done. If they've got back all the people who were kind of nasty and bad, and I just don't want to see those people again. Plus, they haven't got the regular format of the host. So the MasterChef people should be worrying at this stage. That's my
call. The MasterChef guys, they should bring in the big guns. Bring in Preston. bring in Meehan. You've
to
got them
MKR.
On, got them, well, you've got them on the show. Or bump but, MKR and put their new show in there.
Well, Manu's good. He can handle it. But I just think Pete Evans should be more prolific. They should have the same format. People want the same thing.
We get George off the bench. He's done his time in TV jail,
of course
hasn't he?
Has.
Is he good to go?
He's been great to go. Speaking
okay, here's
of.
My, here's,
yeah.
my other, here's my other big what? Idea for MKR.
Mm-hmm.
Bat soup.
A just, challenge.
You come out, you cook bat soup.
Could it be sweet or savoury?
Yeah.
You just put in a bit of flour
and sugar.
Wings
are crunchy. As long as the wings are crunchy.
Bat donuts.
Now, what about Big Brother?
Yeah, Sonia Kruger in the worst kept secret on the planet. Wow, she is hosting Big Brother, The Return to Channel 7. And I guess, you know,
she's
people
good.
Have got an
she's
appetite.
Done it before.
She is great
she's
at
handy.
That. And she's also great at ad-libbing. She's good on her feet. She'll be able to absolutely handle that very
sure.
well. And
one
she
question,
looks fantastic on television, by
she
the way.
She does. She's a hoofer.
She's
she can dance.
Absolutely. Oh. A hoofer is a compliment, Dave.
Okay.
We don't mean that she's a cow.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were. Yep.
I mean, she's a great
she's
dancer
a
with great
hoofer.
Legs.
She trips the light, fantastic.
That's sort of showbiz talk.
Yeah. Cuts a rug.
Yeah, you don't gotcha. Know about showbiz.
I don't know about okay. that. No.
Stay out of this. Okay. Hey, you thermo, what were you yesterday? Thermo whore.
Oh, yeah, no, tupper whore.
Tupper whore.
I told my wife about
but here's my question. Did or did not the Big Brother house burn down?
Yeah, that was the one in Queensland.
Six teenagers were charged for burning down.
Yeah. I think it had been left derelict after a while because it wasn't in production for a while, but they've apparently got a fabulous new house. They've already chosen the cast, so they're ready to rock and roll, and I think that will
bring
be very exciting for Seven.
Yeah. Bring back hot dogs.
He's not on the Deadpool.
Sarah Marie with the bum dance.
Sarah Marie with the bum dance. A bit of turkey slapping.
Well, I've never heard that expression before,
slapping.
Big Brother.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I don't ever want to hear it again. No. All right, that's entertainment news coming up. We've got your lovely friend, Elaine Benstead, coming up.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And then Kitty Flanagan to join us in the second hour as well.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And I am coming to you today live from Adelaide because, well, it's a very, very good reason. The 4th Annual Zoo South Australia Gala is on tomorrow night at Adelaide Oval. People, you need to get along. If you can't get along, you need to get on the online auction and raffle tickets. Go to zoosa.com.au. It's really important. We have the brains behind the whole operation. Elaine Benstead joining us today. Hello, Elaine.
Hi,
how
Elaine.
Are you?
Hello, it's great to see you in Adelaide, Mitch.
Yes,
hi,
well, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, and we always have fun talking animals. You brought in a special guest with you today. Who's this?
Well, I thought every time I talk to you, you do give our lovely Wong Wong a little bit of a hard time, so I thought I'd bring him with me.
Say it right, it's Wang Wang.
No, now you be very, very polite to Wong Wong because...
Elaine, shouldn't he be on the job? Shouldn't he be back?
Can't be 24-7.
Hard at it, down at the...
Look, you're upsetting him.
Elaine, what is the update? What's the update with the panda and the fertility issues that were going on?
Don't tell me another window's come and gone for the pandas.
No, the window doesn't arrive until spring, so they're in there just chilling, relaxing, building up.
Practicing, hopefully.
No, they actually don't even live together until that little window.
Well, that's it.
Year,
you
they
just chuck them together. See, do you know what?
Sounds like married at first sight.
That'd be my perfect living arrangement.
That's also, you're smiling there, because it appeals to you.
You know what it is? It sounds like a conjugal visit. sounds like a wildlife conjugal visit that
it
you're...
It is almost exactly like that, Mick.
You're pimping them out, Elaine, I've got to say. And talk us quickly through, before we get onto the grisly stuff and the terrible stuff at Kangaroo Island. What else do we need to know? Because it's generally... You run such a good show over here. Talk us through what's going on at the zoos at the moment.
We've got heaps going on at the moment. So at Monarto, we've got a major big development happening, building accommodation so people can stay on site.
Fantastic. Oh, that's unreal. There's nothing better than doing that.
It'll be the largest safari experience in the world.
If I put a room there, is there a chance when I wake up there'll be a giraffe sticking its head through my window in the morning?
There'll be every chance.
That would be fantastic.
Oh, that's unreal.
Oh, count me in. Well, that sounds exciting. So, and if you're visiting South Australia, you should make a point of visiting the zoos because there's world best practice. Now, this fundraiser was originally designed for the Rhino Management Group, and this is how we met.
It was originally
at a function raising money to save the rhinos, get a colony of rhinos out here that away from poachers that could be done. You keep fighting the great fight, and this was originally going to be a fundraiser just for the rhino, but given everything that's happened, the absolute horrific events involving over a billion animals that are now deceased in this country, you've decided to split it and make half the funds going to
bushfire relief.
Yep.
So explain to us here in Adelaide what's been happening. What's been the blue for the footprint here?
Yeah, so as you said, Mick, we've started off, this was a rhino fundraiser. We've got about $132,000 left to raise to complete the quarantine centre.
Fantastic.
And I thought we were going to be able to raise that tomorrow night. And
yeah.
then we got to December 20th, the fires hit in Cuddly Creek, and then, of course, early January in Kangaroo Island. So we've been involved on the ground. We've got koalas that we're doing sort of wildlife veterinary work with, and I've had a vet team on the ground in KI since.
Elaine, can I ask a question about that most of the vegetation has been destroyed. So for the surviving animals, and what are they doing? How are they being fed?
Well, we're taking some food over. So apart from our vets, we've had some conservation teams going over, and we're bringing food. We're doing feral control because, unfortunately, there's quite a number of feral cats on Kangaroo Island.
Nothing seems to be able to kill them, does it?
I think some of those got burnt as well, but there are still, unfortunately, there's, you know,
they'll be hungry too. Yeah.
The little patches that you find that aren't burnt, there's a lot of wildlife trying to hover in very tiny places.
Oh, my God, how awful.
Yeah, it is pretty horrific over there at the moment, but there's a lot of people doing
what's
amazing
work.
What's
the way out? How do you see this? Obviously, it's going to be a long road back.
Mm-hmm.
And again, Kangaroo Island is a world-class tourist destination and an eco-friendly place. How long is the road back for this?
Look, it will be a long road back, and certainly for some species, you know, if you look at the Kangaroo Island Dunnart, there was less than 500 left before the fires.
Yep.
Very, very small numbers left now. Same with the number of bird species. But even last week, seeing some photos, you're actually seeing some little green shoots. So the amazing rain that we had, you know.
Come on.
That's something I love seeing on Instagram at the moment, people seeing green shoots amongst the black. It's just a bit of hope for everybody.
There is a little bit of hope, but some of our conservation programs, we've been involved for over 10 years. So I'd imagine with some of the species we're going to be working with in KI, we're in it for the long haul. And that's why we're
very important work you're doing there, Elaine.
Yes, it is. Yes. So what people need to do is be even more generous than they were intending to be. So instead of splitting it, you should get as much for both. So we need to get this rhino business done, and then we need to get Kangaroo Island up and running. And by the way, the animals are taking a while to get back. You can still go there and have a great holiday and help out the local businesses.
And certainly if you look at the from Kangaroo Island up to Penishaw, from Kingscote up to Penishaw, still absolutely beautiful, not impacted by the fires at
yes,
all.
Yes, that's so right. So remember that.
Book them out. That is absolutely the best thing people can do to help the island. What they can do to help us is go online, zoossa.com.au.
Yep.
Have a look. There's a fabulous online auction and some raffle tickets only for South Australians. It's the licensing laws.
Yep.
$100 tickets, and you can win a Suzuki Vitari. And those tickets are going really quickly.
Bang.
So people need to get online.
What do you reckon, Wang Wang? Who do you reckon got some action last, me or Wang Wang? It's hard to know these days.
Unless one of you's been in quarantine, I don't know, something like that.
Elaine, thank you for swinging by and helping us out. Thank you for all the great work you do. Can I ask you to hang around? We do a segment called Animal Kingdom, where we toss around a few stories from the animal world. We'd love you to join us. Elaine Benson, hang around. We'll give you post all that information.
This is Kennedy Malloy. And Jane, gone wild.
Now, behave yourself today, everybody. Be on your best behaviour, because we have an expert with us.
We do.
Elaine Benstead from Zoos South Australia. Got a great fundraiser on this weekend at Adelaide Oval. Get involved. It's for bushfire native relief. And for the rhinos, all those details will be on our website. Get involved. We're going to run through a few stories and get your thoughts on this.
We are.
I'll start. The police search for a child in distress turned out to be just a screaming goat. Does that surprise you? It says residents reported hearing a child calling for help in nearby woods. When the police went to check out a report of a child calling, all they saw was a goat, an upset goat.
And the goat was probably upset because it couldn't reach food.
And
goats will do pretty much everything they can.
Do you have any goats in the Adelaide Zoo?
We do, and we've just opened a new variety children's zoo, and our horticulture team did a magnificent job, got the gardens looking beautiful, and then we let the goats in. And they were separated from the garden, but they worked out how to open the childproof gate.
That wasn't goat-proof.
It wasn't goat-proof. Jeff looked out his window because he lives on site and all his hard work was being eaten.
Aww.
Is it true they'll eat anything? When we were a kid, it was the idea was they'd eat a tin can.
They will pretty much eat
anything. In Europe, they're everywhere, you know, in the rural areas. And I've always said everybody should have a goat because you can get great milk from them. They're great to have around. They keep your lawn nice and round. They're just quite gentle, lovely animals, aren't they? Or please don't tell me they're aggressive too.
They're
not aggressive, but if you're holding anything slightly edible within reach,
it's like me.
You'll be knocked out.
Yes,
you'll be
attacked. Reminds me of someone I know.
Hey, we've got this. We've got the goat in question. And
oh, have we?
We have, and we've done a montage with Taylor Swift. You'll hear it. It's a duet. Have a listen. You can hear why people would be confused with that and
it's
a screaming
It's a funny
child.
Thing. It hit the YouTube world about a few years ago, didn't it? The screaming goat. It's hilarious. It. All right. Now, Elaine, I don't know if you know, if I've mentioned before that I've been to Africa.
Oh, okay. Just tell her to stop if you get bored at any stage with this
well,
story.
Well, it was to Bewindi, Impenetrable Forest. Anyway, there is a story. This photographer.
Hang out with the apes.
Well, I was hanging out with the apes. Baboons, though, are everywhere where I was in Uganda, or on the roadside, everywhere. And in Kruger National Park in South Africa, a stunned safari guide captured the moment a baboon picked up a tiny lion cub. Now, the significance in this is everyone except Mick Molloy has seen The Lion King.
Of
and
course.
You'll know that when Simba symbolically is held up to the sun and there are the circle of life and is named as the king of all the animals by a baboon. Everyone thought, what an iconic moment. Isn't this wonderful? However.
Yeah. Oh, no.
What do you reckon? What do you think the outcome?
I mean, well, I love Lion King in that scene. It's, you know, very teary. But
it is. How would baboons and a baby lion cub? Because everyone thought, how cute. It's grooming the little lion cub, patting it, and, oh, it's going to adopt it like a mother.
I don't think I'd feel all that confident about what happened to the lion cub after that photograph.
Yeah,
was taken.
Let's just say that Simba didn't make it.
Oh. I thought The Lion King was like a documentary.
It's a good movie.
I believed
movie.
Everything that, what do you that
mean?
Happened in it.
No,
film.
The poor lion cub is.
Gone, done, waiter, check please.
I'll tell you what, Jane, when we were doing some introductions of our male and female lions at Monarto, we've got an experience called Lions 360, which is where the people go in the cage, and it's we call it the dome.
Wow. Yeah.
And when we let the girls who were in season out, and the boys who were three brothers who'd got on perfectly well until the moment there was a female
and
in season, fairly close, the first thing they did was run on top of the dome and have their little fight up the top. And I just kept thinking of The Lion King.
Yeah.
It was just
that's
like
they're
right.
fighting it out for who's the boss. Nothing changes in the jungle.
Now, baboons, with their bright red bots, is that, tell me if I'm wrong, but is that a signal that game on, boys? If the bottom goes bright red, is that a sign?
There's a whole lot of signals.
Dinner's on?
But they're red anyway. They're always red. But they go.
What I'm saying?
They are. There are definite signals.
Here's what I say. Why can't women like you girls have something as easy to read as that?
Well, you've said before we should have a tail.
I walk into a room, there's a room full of girls, all of a sudden the girls' bottom goes bright red. Hello, I know I'm up a chance.
What you're saying, Mick, remember? We said that girls should have a tail and wag it like a dog, then you know that they like
it. How good would that be?
And boys could be like male peacocks and put on the big display.
Mick, I've told you what women do. I said what women's signal is.
Flick their hair.
They start touching their hair and put it behind the ear. Do you agree with that, Elaine?
Closely for that.
Elaine, a bit like what you're doing now.
I was going to say, I don't think I have quite enough hair to tuck behind my ear.
Hey, I've got a quick one.
I think I'm safe.
Guys, a band of herpes-ridden monkeys are roaming residential neighbourhoods in northeast Florida.
Wow.
Wow, how's that for a posse?
Well, I'm just wondering where they came from.
Wow. Well, they were introduced in the 1930s. You know, people used to like to own monkeys in those days in America, which is terrible. There were just 12 introduced in the 1930s, but there are an alarming number of them now.
They're
rhesus monkeys, Elaine.
Oh, yes.
I was obviously putting it about a bit too. They've all got herpes.
What's your vibe on the rhesus monkeys?
Can I just say this? I know they're monkeys and I know they've got herpes, but I reckon they would eat that in Wuhan Market. I reckon that would be a delicacy.
Oh.
Could almost say too soon, but I think it's like current. It's like definitely too soon.
If you can eat bat soup.
Elaine, have you been bitten by a monkey?
I've ruined it.
I've had a little nibble by a squirrel monkey, but
squirrel monkey,
not
Jane,
enough to cause a
twice.
Jane,
I've been,
have
yes,
you been by a monkey?
Yes, one in Bali and one in Africa in Nairobi. I don't know if you know, I went there.
Didn't know that you'd been there.
Steady on, Elaine.
She'll be after your job soon, Elaine. Thank you for swinging by. Thank you for being part of all the fun, and thank you for all the serious work you do on behalf of wildlife everywhere, and we'll give you all the details again. It's the fourth annual Zoo South Australia Gala. Get along. If you can't get along, get on the online auction. Help out. Give generously. This is the emergency times.
Yeah.
This
Absolutely.
Is it's not ordinary times we're living in. Good on you, Elaine. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Jay, the Song Whisperer.
The Song Whisperer is doing so many jobs today.
Pushing the buttons, sending photos to
the Song Whisperer can't pat his head and rub his tummy at the same time. So this could get interesting.
Song Whisperer, all you need to do now is tell us the clue.
Quickly, coming up in the next hour, though, what have we got?
Kitty Flanagan is here,
and she's going to be in for a chat. But I have seen the Taylor Swift documentary, Miss Americana, on Netflix, and I want to talk about it.
Done.
Yeah.
All right. Cannot wait. Lock that in.
Okay.
Song Whisperer, are you good to go?
I'm ready.
Now, you've been.
Have you gone easier on people?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You've had people on edge. But let's see how you go today. Here's the synopsis of today's song. If you get it right, we'll be playing it later and you'll be winning tickets to The Offspring.
That's it.
A man refuses to take responsibility for his life. He demands his partner make a mutually exclusive decision that will affect each of them.
Wow.
He warns that either way, the outcome is bleak. His repeated questioning is peppered with escalating threats and bizarre complaints. In one instance, he upbraids his partner for failure to remember the details of his personal wardrobe.
What?
He upgrades his partner for failing to remember.
Hey, can I say something? This guy sounds like high maintenance. This guy sounds like he's hard to be around. Does he know what he's doing? What's the deal?
It's unclear if he knows what he's doing.
Is he happy?
Doesn't sound happy. No.
Timey kangaroo dance.
There are no wobble boards in this song.
No wobble boards? Hey, have a guess, Jane.
What's the song? Is it Billy Joel, Bottle of Red?
Scenes from an Italian restaurant?
No. But what a great
Dave.
Song.
Thank you.
Is it this one? What about
me? Right, we say that every day.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
We say that every day.
Dave, jeez.
No.
I don't have one
yet. Is it Jessie's Girl? We've done
also
that.
Jessie's Girl. You get the idea, people. 133353. The Song Whisperer's up and about. He reckons he's got you again.
Yeah.
Give us a call. We'll check in later.
Kitty's
see what you're thinking.
Coming up next.
Kitty's on the way.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And it's going to be a cracker. The Song Whisperer is up and about. They are calling, but they are not getting it right so far.
Oh, wow.
We might, at the end of this bit,
give any clues?
Take one caller. Oh, we'll do it in just a second.
There we'll go.
Hey, Kitty Flanagan on deck.
Kitty Flanagan's on deck. I have seen the Taylor Swift documentary, Miss Americana, and I would like to. You have too.
No, I haven't. But it's on my list of things to do.
I was so shocked then when you said snap.
You know I'm a huge fan of her.
I know you are.
You better be kind.
Yeah, you're a Swiftie.
You're a Swiftie. All right, great.
I am.
Lots more coming up.
All right.
But we've got to go to the...
in just a minute.
We
Hang
just
on.
Have to go to the Song Whisperer.
Yes.
Can you please do the clue again for us, Song Whisperer?
Yes, a man refuses to take responsibility for his life. He demands his partner make a mutually exclusive decision that will affect each of them. He warns that either way, the outcome is bleak. His repeated questioning is peppered with escalating threats and bizarre complaints. In one instance, he upbraids his partner for failure to remember the details of his personal wardrobe.
He sounds very arrogant.
I think he is.
The Wonder Review.
No. The Wonder Review? Who's that by? Val Doonigan.
Elvis Presley, remember him?
Oh,
jeez. Oh, we're dealing with some very musically illiterate people.
Shall we go to a caller?
Yes, sure.
Let's go to Nick. Nick.
Hi.
You've heard the clue from the Song Whisperer, Nick?
Yes, I have.
What do you think it is?
I'm thinking Shaggy. It wasn't me.
Shaggy?
Wasn't me. Summer kissing on the sofa. wasn't me. I even had her in the shower. It wasn't me. She even caught me on camera.
Well, he's arrogant.
Yeah.
That's right. Sure I'm thinking anything by Kanye West at this stage.
It is neither Shaggy nor Kanye.
Heck. Ah.
All right, hold the phone, keep ringing.
Hey, Kitty's got an answer. Is it Grandma's Feather Bed, John Denver? I know the words to that sadly.
Okay. Last year, our next guest, comedian, actor and writer, Kitty Flanagan, released the hilarious book, 488 Rules for Life.
They are such good rules of life.
Rule 122.
If you look like a rolled roast, go up a size. There's a few rules that I forgot to put in the book. Namely one that I really wish I'd put in. Never make eye contact with someone while you're eating a banana. Just good advice.
And she joins Glenn Robbins on stage in conversation about the book as part of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in April. Please welcome back to the show, Kitty Flanagan.
Kitty, that's very daring to have Glenn Robbins in conversation with you.
Really looking forward to it.
You'll have to bring the bifocals. Hey, now, I bought two copies of your book as Christmas
you
presents.
You did, absolutely.
I did.
For your family members.
Have you read one copy of my book?
No, he has.
It's
in fact,
we used to read
and to my great surprise, so I bought one for a girlfriend of mine and one for, my mother-in-law, basically. And they both loved it, and one of them was signed. You must have done a signing.
Oh, yeah, I sign a lot of books. Then they can't return them. I go into bookshops. I just pull random books off the shelves.
I made a big deal about how hard it was to track you down.
You got Kitty to sign the book. Right. Well, we had our Christmas day at my place with all the family, and we went through some of the, you know, people love it.
It was a good Christmas read.
It's a good Christmas read. Better than the crackers, I've got to tell you. It was wonderful.
There you go. So what's happening? Are you putting the books to one side for a minute and opening up other doors? What are you up to?
I've still got so many rules that I forgot.
Oh, okay. Like,
I realised that there's a section in there on fruit rules, and I should have had always buy a backup avocado.
Oh, correct.
Especially if you're a man. If you're a man and you get sent to the shops for avocado, buy a backup. You're never going
to
get it right.
No.
So I've got other rules, and there was another rule.
It feels wrong just fondling an avocado. Yeah. It just doesn't.
But it is very important because you can have a disaster like we did one Christmas day when we had avocado with prawn cocktails, and they're all brown.
Yeah, buy a backup. You've got to buy a backup.
Fruit rules.
And I left a bit out as well on one of the rules where I explained how you do your buttons up. Like, I feel like I need to renew the book already because you've got to draw a line from nipple to nipple, and that's your nip line, and any button that is on or below the line should be done up. But what I didn't say was, ladies, put your bra on first before you draw that line. Otherwise, you're going to walk around with the girls.
You mean a physical line.
Yeah. It's a very Victorian-era rule, I would have thought.
Kitty is a very Victorian-era lady, very, very well-to-do, I must say.
I am. I'm very proud. That's why I was in Japan, and I love it there because they've got so many rules.
Yes, it's quite fascist, actually.
Talk us through Japan because it's going to be the talk of the town this year. The whole world will turn its attention to the Olympics later in the year. How did you find it? Was it fascinating? Was it easy to negotiate?
I found it a little bit difficult, but also I loved it because they had so many rules and such good manners, and I feel like the rest of the world will ruin it for everybody.
Yes.
You know, you can just leave your wallet lying around and someone will return it to you. They're very
that's
kind.
That's a true story.
I think that's 10,000. I put 10,000 yen into a machine and broke it.
Yeah.
And because you're not supposed to do that. And I just went up and managed to say, I put 10,000 yen in there, and they just gave me 10,000 yen. No questions asked. So honest.
I think I've told the story before, but my brother's girlfriend left a scarf on a train, and it was one of her favourite scarves, and she was lamenting it down the road to the locals. They said, I'll go and report that to the police. She goes, don't be a dickhead. She goes, no, go and report it to the police. So she went to the police and said, I left it on a train.
Yeah.
Later that day, it was brought to her hotel room up and delivered. Imagine trying that at Frankston Police Station.
That's wonderful.
Hi.
Hey, can we hear some more of your Japanese adventures? We'll go to a song and come back with Kitty.
All right.
Kitty Flanagan's with us.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Kitty Flanagan's here in conversation about the 488 Rules for Life tour, which is in Hobart tomorrow night. Shout out to those listening through Triple M Hobart. Then Canberra on
the original
Saturday.
Dangerous Dave.
No,
he's still on
it. As I said, he can stay in the island and not on the mainland. Then Geelong Arts Centre on the 14th. And then next weekend at Bendigo, where tickets are still available for that show as well.
Good stuff.
Check that out.
Kitty, you've recently been to Japan. and you've been a few times.
Yes.
And what do you not? What's the one thing when you, on the most recent trip, you take away and you go, do you know they have this stuff? Because every time I've been, I just go, I've never seen better vending machines in my life.
Yeah, I did spend a lot of time just in 7-Elevens, just buying random like corn snacks or whatever sort of version of snacks were.
Exactly.
Odd flavoured pocky sticks, really enjoy those.
Oh, yes. No, I've seen those too. Now, you were talking about avocados before and a hack that you were talking about with regard to a book. We've actually got someone on the line who says he might have an avocado helpline. Peter?
The avocado helpline.
Well, yes, he's the boss of Avocado Help. Peter, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell us how we can, what's your avocado hack?
Well, I've been a house dad for about 8 years and I do the shopping most of the time. Now, if you want to buy avocados, and if you're tall, it helps, you just lean right over the back of the boxes where no one's been squeezing them, and then normally the hard ones are just put out last. So you get the ones who've got the most roundest flesh, so you're going to get maximum bang for your dollar, and then you pick the two hard ones. Get two hard ones or three if you eat a lot, and then you take them home and you put them somewhere on the bench, near on the microwave or in a little basket somewhere for 2 days, and then you put them in the fridge because then they're ripe, and there's no one's been pressing them. There's nothing worse than get home and it's got all these fingerprints, bruising.
Peter, that just sounds like too much work for me. Sorry.
Yeah, what if I need one now? That's what I need one.
You say no one's touching him, but Matt Preston will get to them somehow. I just know.
Thank you, Peter. Let's give a prize to Peter for his helpful tip.
By the way, can I say this?
What?
Much like the strawberry, the avocado is an overrated item.
You're not very sophisticated, are you?
In the fruit shop. It's just all talk.
Sorry, pardon me. I've had poached eggs with you.
Pardon me. You pay $38 for breakfast and I'll have pop me on some toast and I'm yours.
Yeah, what about you guacamole?
You love that too.
I don't mind a bit of guacamole.
Yeah. There you go. You secretly love it.
But it is overrated. In generally, the esteem the avocado's held in does not match what it provides.
Well, ask that to the Mexicans who are in a war over at the moment.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's true. You could get your head chopped off.
I like Peter's advice. Just pick a hard one. Pick a hard one. That's the rule I go for.
And then wait a week for it to get right.
I pick a hard one.
Hey, steady on. Kitty's gone. Kitty's gone off.
Kitty's gone rogue.
Kitty's gone rogue. It's ridiculous. So anymore, like so what else? Are you working on anything at the moment in the television world?
In the television world? No, nothing in the television world at the moment.
And do you enjoy that?
I'm actually doing a voice for an animation at the moment, which is great.
That's exciting.
Yes, because you don't have to dress up to be a voice.
Do the voice. Yeah.
It's just my voice. I was really disappointed too. Like I started doing all these great voices, I thought, and they said, oh, could you just do your own voice? And I went,
What kind of character?
What are you playing?
I'm a kangaroo lifeguard.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
I've got this. Oh, hello everybody, I'm a kangaroo lifeguard.
John Michael House has made it.
I've just been hopping around all day.
That's a kangaroo movie reviewer.
It is. Extraordinary work, Mick. That's fantastic.
Thank you. I've got a million of them.
Are you planning any more holidays before you go around Australia again and do your fabulous tours?
Well, I was listening before because I had the opportunity to go and see monkeys when I was in Japan. Because
Are they polite too?
No. They got a lot of rules in Japan, but not a lot of rules about what sort of animals. Like, you can go and see an otter in a cafe.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Yeah, it's not right. So I didn't do that. And I said no to the monkeys because I find monkeys, I like them, but they're aggressive.
Is it like a tank, like a lobster that you can actually buy?
You can't eat it.
Eat?
It's not that sort of cafe.
You can't eat your otter.
But you have to feed the otter. So it puts its little hand out.
Oh,
and you
no.
It.
Yeah, it's not adorable. It's cruel.
Cute.
I know, it's tempting.
Yes, that's right.
But then I didn't want to see the monkeys because I remember what happened last time. I was actually felt up by some baboons. When I was, yeah, it was real. Like,
that's my worst nightmare. And
it's every Friday night for you.
But they say to you at the when we went, which was in South Africa, they said, now don't get any closer than a metre to the baboons. It's like, yeah, can you tell the baboons?
They're the ones encroaching.
They were patting you down and they were looking for food in your pockets and everywhere else. But they were frisking you like you're going through airport security. It was really quite, and it was just, it wasn't.
They should have an airport security, a couple of baboons.
Mick, you're an expert on baboons and their sexual prowess.
No, I'm just saying, I wouldn't mind a clear signal like the baboons have. So if the hot baboon woman is in heat and good to go, the red pot goes bright red.
Which is the girls would have the same signal.
Now, would it kill you girls to have a signal as easy as that to read if A, ding, you're open for business, and I'm half a chance. Is what? That too
do you
think, much?
Do you have a signal, Kitty?
Doesn't your face flush much like a baboon's bum? No?
I say it's this.
Can you make it more obvious?
Oh, you think it's a hair flip?
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be when you kind of sit towards the person with your, I didn't say your legs open, that doesn't sound right, does it? That sounds a bit
That's
overt.
A sign. That's what but I'm looking for.
Couple-splaining.
That is the type of sign that would make life a lot easier for all of us.
Touching on the arm is one.
Yeah, a touch on
someone,
the arm.
Yeah.
Yes, oh.
That's
a good,
very
yeah.
much one.
Yeah.
Anyway, what a pity you're in Adelaide because we can't touch you, Mick, but we'll think about it.
Reach out
what
and
about
touch.
The bot-bot? Touch on the
no,
bot-bot?
No, I think we're done with the bot-bot.
All right.
Kitty, you have got amazing conversation about 488 Rules for Life tours coming up. Everyone, don't be idiots. Go along and get tickets to see Kitty's show. She's wonderful and
my
so funny.
My aggressive selling person.
Good work.
Yeah, I'm
don't
up for
be
it.
Idiots.
Hey, we'll be back with the song Whisperer, am I right?
Yes. Bang. Stand by. And you've got an idea? 133353 might win Osprey tickets.
Go.
Let's get Eddie Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And the Song Whisperer's in Adelaide today with me, pushing the buttons and trying to do a radio segment at the same time. It's fun to watch. You're on tour.
Did you go out for lunch today? What did you do? Get up to?
We had hot dogs.
The town?
Pie floating.
Went Frank's Dogs.
Frank's Dogs.
Which were good.
They were good.
Oh, you know?
You love your hot dogs, you guys, don't you?
Sure this do. Is not an ordinary hot dog.
I know. I'm
this
saying it.
This is the business.
You love your hot dogs. Hot dogs are great.
Do you know what? I would not offer a hot dog for sex to a prostitute.
Yeah, there has to be context there if people didn't hear yesterday's show, okay?
Check the podcast.
If you're just joining us.
Yeah.
No, well, it's you know, if you had said what would you offer? Like a guy offered a hamburger to a policewoman.
An undercover policewoman who was posing as a prostitute.
As payment for sex.
And she asked
I said,
for the
well,
burger.
What kind of hamburger was it? Did you take the pickles off?
Yes.
Was it from Hungry Jack's? But no, I would not part with a hot dog.
Right.
Not one of Frank's, anyway.
That's good to hear. Good on you.
Oh, hey, what's your name?
I beg your pardon.
Song Whisperer.
Jay.
Song Whisperer. No, I want to call you the Song Whisperer.
Song Whisperer.
Give us the synopsis, and we're going to roll through them, people. I've got a good feeling about this.
Okay.
A man refuses to take responsibility for his life. He demands his partner make a mutually exclusive decision that will affect each of them. He warns that either way, the outcome is bleak. His repeated questioning is peppered with escalating threats and bizarre complaints. In one instance, he upbraids his partner for failure to remember the details of his personal wardrobe.
Wow.
Islands in the stream.
No. Close.
All right, let's go to the call.
Okay, hello, Mark.
Oh, how are you going?
Really good. What song do you think it is?
I think it's a stab in the dark, but Carly Simon, You're So Vain.
Ooh, okay. Because I've said these clues, the guy sounds really up himself.
Yeah. And he's having trouble. There's obviously he's causing trouble in his relationship.
Yeah.
He's not happy.
And he wears a scarf.
He's sartorially splendid.
He's very sartorially dressed. But no, it's not right. Sorry.
I think that's the Song Whisperer's
no,
job.
I'm happy with saying that.
Well, he's upset. Look at him.
I can't lie. He'll get over it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Song Whisperer.
Have you got?
No, it's all good.
Have you got?
Oh, you want me to now speak?
Oh, good Lord. Is this your first day on radio? Is it?
It's Nathan.
Hi, Nathan.
Good afternoon.
What do you think it is, Nathan?
Is it Why Don't You Get a Job for the Offspring?
Now he's refusing to take responsibility for his life.
Yes. It's ticking a lot of boxes, Jay.
Not correct.
Not correct.
Ooh.
Was it close?
Ooh.
Are we in the zone?
Kind
of. Genre?
Really?
This is a classic, iconic band.
Wow.
Classic.
Oh, okay. Hey, Tony.
Yeah, how you going?
Good. What do you think it is?
Everclear, Santa Monica.
Now, that's a Triple M favourite.
That's a good song. Why don't we play that more often?
But I think this is a song about two people who want to stay together, live beside the ocean, watch the world go by together.
Yeah, but he's not happy about his clothes.
Watch the world die or watch the world go by?
Yeah. All right, good point. All right, don't argue.
So, but not correct.
Right, stop.
Oops. Hey, Brad.
How you going?
I think you've got a very interesting one. I feel good about this. Tell us what the song is you think it is.
I reckon it's Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way?
You talk about in the bread box for Triple M.
Hey.
True. Yes?
No.
No!
Wow!
What is going on? What does that mean? Are you going to go my way? Is that like a
Are you going to go with me?
Is it like, are we going to...
Yeah.
Or it doesn't even have to do it like that. Are you going to have a first date, maybe a coffee, then build up to it?
Right, that's got...
Hey, whoever gets this right, by the way, gets two tickets to see Sold Out Offspring. So
sold out. So yeah, these are rare as hen's teeth.
So come on, Shane. Do you know if we've got to? We've got to get somebody to name it. What do you think it is?
Yeah, guys, I think it's Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash.
Oh, classic.
Okay, hang on. Let's look through the. A man refuses to take responsibility for his life.
Oh.
His repeated questionings peppered with escalating threats and bizarre complaints.
Oh, is that a complaint? That's a big complaint.
Yes.
What else?
Correct.
It's correct.
Oh, what?
Right. It's Should I Stay or Should I Go, Shane?
What's the bit about the clothes?
The bit about the clothes. He says, this indecision's bugging me. If you don't want me, set me free. Exactly who am I supposed to be? Don't you know which clothes even fit me?
Mm. That is the worst lie.
But then he wants... then he wants... He wants her to make the decision.
Wow.
He's a bit high maintenance, this guy, isn't he?
Totally.
He's off the charts.
He doesn't know what he's doing. He's questioning everything. Should I stay? Wow. Should I go?
Well, and then he's,
hey, Shane, you're off to see The Offspring. You're very lucky because it's sold out. So congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
I watched a doco today. It's on Netflix, and everybody can, if you've got Netflix, you can choose.
It's a tough life that you lead at the moment, isn't
it? Everybody knows how I watch things. I was doing something else at the time, which was cleaning up the kitchen after six people leave the house, or doing laundry, or doing something else tedious. It passes the time. Rearranging your pantry, for example.
How do you do it? Are you like the, what's your name?
Told you. Marie Kondo.
Marie Kondo of pantries?
Yes.
How do you do it? Alphabetically?
No, product-wise.
Most popular condiments to the front?
All your flours together, rice flours. I've done a big overhaul, actually. I've chucked out a lot of crap, and, you know, the kids are horrified. I've just left the seaweed snacks.
Where do you keep the bottles?
Yeah. They're not very happy with that. There's a lot more fruit.
Right,
anyway.
So you spent the afternoon watching what?
I watched Miss Americana, which is a documentary made by Lana Wilson. It is a documentary on Taylor Swift. Now, I thought, I've been seeing it advertised. I thought, am I really going to enjoy that? I do like Taylor and I've been to a concert. I think she's very talented. But she did sort of start to annoy me a bit over the years.
Right.
Recently. Okay. I just don't get her. I didn't get her lately. Yep. So here's a trailer about what the film's, and then I'm going to tell you what I thought of it after I watched it.
Throughout my whole career, label executives would just say, a nice girl doesn't force their opinions on people. A nice girl smiles and waves and says thank you. I became the person everyone wanted me to be.
I think that Taylor Swift, she is annoying.
All of her model friends, she's too going through guys like a train.
She's too skinny.
Nobody physically saw me for a year, and that was what I thought they wanted. I had to deconstruct an entire belief system, toss it out, and reject it. It was happiness without anyone else's input. It's been a long time
coming, but Taylor Swift broke her silence on politics over the weekend.
She's using her voice in a whole new way.
I feel really good about not feeling muzzled anymore, and it was my own doing.
Okay, so I absolutely loved this documentary.
And why? What was
I'll
it?
Tell you the
what did you
why.
Learn?
What I learned was, and I would suggest that for girls and boys, I suppose, but for young girls or any woman who's feeling a bit hard on themselves for self-esteem wise, Taylor Swift feels like that. So it's a very real thing. If she can get down, you're not being weird. If you feel weird about your body, if you feel weird for having ambition, she's so hardworking, and she's said.
Yep.
I was a people pleaser all my life. I just wanted to do the right thing. She's got very Christian values, but everybody wanted her to stay in her box. And one of the things it reminds you about is the absolutely outrageous thing that turned her life upside down when she won an award at the age of 17. She was a 17-year-old girl who won the award, VMA award, and Kanye West jumped on stage, grabbed the microphone from her and said, Beyonce should have won. Now, that was so excruciating. I doubt he would have done that if it was a country male singer. He picked on a girl who's 17 years old, by the way.
Oh, he's a male rapper.
He's just a grown man.
So people were, one of the most gutless things I've ever seen.
And you see the look of shock on her face. She doesn't know what to do. The audience are actually booing him, but she thought they were booing her. So she came off and had to recover for about a year after that. It's one of the most fascinating documentaries I've seen because you see the creative process of a singer-songwriter, and she is absolutely the real deal. It's really interesting, and I've jumped back on board the Taylor Swift train.
Is it made with her approval? So she's obviously.
Oh yeah.
It's unauthorized. So she's interviewed. I think the woman. There's a woman. Who's made some very good films, has directed this. So
Lana Wilson. And
in consultation.
That's right. And I don't think it's loaded to sort of, you don't feel sorry for her. It's just an eye-opening thing. And you see her get her strength.
But it's a sympathetic look at her.
I believe so. And I think it's really interesting.
I've always been impressed by her. I thought she was a child prodigy. When she first burst onto the scene and the country music, I couldn't believe what I was saying. Yep. She writes her own music. She was standing. I think she played the Grand Ole Opry or something, which is like the highest thing you can
Nashville.
Do. In
Absolutely.
Canada.
And look, it happened
like
at
16 yep. or something. Yep. So.
She uses her political voice for the first time because all the record producers and management have said, shut up
don't
or you don't
that.
Want a Dixie Chick situation to happen to you. And the reason she finally spoke up and said she didn't approve of a Tennessee representative who was going to go ahead for election, and it was a woman that she said was basically Donald Trump in a wig, was a female Donald Trump, and she was so horrified what this woman was condoning. It's the first time she spoke up. So anyway, I would say watch it. You'll really enjoy it.
Good on her. And she's on the front foot because she's taking a record company, and which has been bought and sold. All her music's been bought by some guy she doesn't
Scooter
like.
Braun.
And
yep.
Scooter Braun, and she's letting him know.
Absolutely. No, I was really, I found it refreshing and
have
really
a look.
Interesting.
There are not enough shows and documentaries
She's also not looking made up the whole time. She's very raw and real in it. So there you go.
Great.
You saw it, Dave.
Wonderful. I loved it. No, I thought resilient was the word I came to my mind. She's
talented.
A young girl who's pushed through every record, and every record she's questioning herself over. And like you say, Mick.
She's a bit like you, Mick.
She's no Adele. But you know I've got a soft spot. Good on her. Go and get it. Where can people watch that?
Well, it's on Netflix.
Done.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's all thanks to Makita. You go to makita.com.au to find your
baby.
Yeah,
excellent news. Makita, thank you very much for being part of Kennedy Malloy. We love having you on board.
You are a beloved member of the family.
Well, you've got your cordless lawnmower, the cordless hedge trimmer, the cordless brush cutter, the cordless turbo blower, and I'm yet to try the motor wheelbarrow, which is cordless.
Oh, baby.
And the
I'll wheel you around in that.
Will you?
We'll go to the openings. We'll go to red carpet openings. I'll just wheel you
that
in.
Makes a lot of sense to me because sometimes high heels are very hard
to wear. It's power assisted.
Well, that's
it is power.
You don't even have to push me.
Assisted. That's right. I just push a little button.
Save energy.
Hey, you know what I'd like to also draw your attention to?
What?
The power.
Mm.
This is a genuine petrol replacement.
Mm.
It's more environmentally friendly. Has there ever been a call for this? You talk about a business that knows how to adapt and overcome.
Well, of course.
Be a responsible member
of society.
It's
very ethical, really.
Leading the charge.
It is.
Here's this lot with their cordless lawnmower, hedge trimmer, brush cutter, turbo blowers, but it is a genuine petrol replacement.
Yeah.
Bang!
It is. Do we have a Makita song today, Mickey?
Oh, we do.
Have a listen. I think we
do. 1, 2, 3,
Makita! Makita! One of my favourite songs of all time.
Outcast.
Hey, can we put that on our playlist? I really like that song.
Done.
They're playing that first song out one day.
Let's do that.
Everyone will be up.
M.
We'll be dancing in the studio.
It's a good party song.
It is.
I'll be blowing leaves with the cordless turbo blower.
We've
got to do our calendar, our Makita calendar.
That's a good idea. We'll
January,
do that.
I'm leaf blowing with no top on, like like Putin.
February, I'm brush cutting.
Well, you're brush cutting draped across the bonnet of a car.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Maybe not. Dave, what are you doing?
I don't know. I'll be in the wheelbarrow or something.
Be in the boot.
Well done, Makita.
Yes. And if you want to find out any more info, go to makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer.
No fuel to mix. Do you know that?
Yeah,
sure.
No cords.
That's Makita for you.
Unbelievable.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Just any of today's show, the catch-up podcast will be available soon.
Mick will tell you how you look up the podcast.
I will. Your podcast, you go down to the Telstra shop.
That's what you do.
And you buy a podcast machine.
Yeah.
And he'll get that done.
And
you plug it in. You mentioned any part of the show. I was intrigued by Jane's fascinating discussion about the Taylor Swift documentary, but you missed one of my favourite scenes.
Do you want to play in the doco?
In the doco, this is where Taylor Swift does a duet with a goat.
Oh, okay. I'm lying on the cold, hard
when God invented goats, and that voice... Yeah. That's pretty bizarre, isn't it? That screaming. It makes me laugh every time.
The other highlight, of course, was Elaine Benstead, I thought, who's great on the show today. She's the head of Zoo South Australia. They're world famous, by the way, for their best practice and standards.
And they're building, too, one of the biggest safari experiences outside of Africa, anywhere in the world. So
please give. I'm in Adelaide specifically to help promote.
Good on you, Mickey.
That tomorrow night. Limo's hosting a gala, the fourth gala. It'll be great. Yep. There's auctions and stuff to get into. Hunt, you seem to have warmed to my idea about the baboon's bottom, which I think...
Do you think?
Girls, if you could give us a clearer sign than what you're currently doing, so let us know. We're on here. That'd
See,
be great.
But you don't seem to have any trouble knowing when girls are interested in you, because I've seen the situation.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, actually, no, you don't. When I think about it. no, you don't. Oh, my God, you don't. You're right. No. But girls do. I've persisted that girls do have a secret. If a girl is talking to you and having a laugh and touches your arm,
it's on.
Touches you on anywhere, it's on.
Really?
And
I was on a plane.
She flicks your hair. Flicks her hair.
I was on a plane with my former friend, Sam Neill, one day. And he was getting off the plane, and as he was leaving, he put his jacket on, and the hostie came up and put his collar down.
Without a child?
Without asking, strolled straight up and adjusted and put his collar down and almost, you know, pulled his tie up a little.
Like, if I was there, I would have whacked her.
Really?
That's so outright. What about people flick dandruff off your shoulder or something like that?
Yeah, hands
or what
off.
About people who hit? You know, I've been walking down the street with Mick, and people go, "Mickey," and these guys just punch him. Like, it's like, get off him!
Hands off!
What are you doing? Don't
it's
touch
a sign
him.
With you.
Really?
I'll take that from women as a sign. If that's right.
From women, yes.
Lets me know that I'm.
Stop
I'm in
whacking
the
gang. Me.
Have we got any feedback from today's show?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we were going to talk about. Pork barreling, which I will continue to do tomorrow.
So
if you've got a sporting club that needs some funds, and we're doing it in the same illegitimate way that it's been done by the federal.
Doesn't have to be worthy.
You don't have to
be the most eligible. Just
we've got Facebook, don't we?
Tell us what you want.
You can also give us a ring now if you want, and we can take your suggestions early. 1-333-53.
We'll consider your suggestions.
Instagram and Facebook, or you can call right now. I believe we just said that.
Are you not listening to us?
Oh, jeez.
We just said that.
Literally 15 seconds before you said that.
Honestly, who listens to either of you? you're basically...
You're like a 10-second delay over there or something.
I was distracted by the song whisperer who was handing me a note.
Don't blame the EP of our
song. Exactly what you just said. Okay, what are you going to do? What else have you got?
Tomorrow on the show, we're going to speak with Charlie Pickering.
Yes.
And I think we're going to talk with Limo as well. Yeah. We've got Clown of the Week.
I think tomorrow on the show, we're talking to Charlie Pickering?
Okay. You did that on purpose. Or did you?
Sorry. Go on.
Oh, yep. Actually, I was going to say, hang on, I've just got to get it. I've put a story I was going to tell you about. What's the singer, what's her name? She's got food poisoning, mercury poisoning for becoming pescatarian.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
Janae Manel.
What? I've got that.
So what happens when you try and be healthy and go pescatarian? She's got mercury poisoning and she's in hospital.
Oh, no.
See what happens, everybody, when you try and be healthy and change your lifestyle and become, you know, Mick, would you be a pescatarian?
Whatever that is. No.
He's more into hot dogs.
Could I still eat bat soup?
Hot dog
soup? If I was a pescatarian, can I have bat soup?
No. Bat's not a fish. Is it? What about the Victorian government is also doing to raise money for the country areas? They are putting they're tagging fish, and you can win $10,000.
I heard about that.
Yes, they're putting. Okay. How are they tagging the fish? I don't understand.
Okay, here's my problem with this.
What?
That's got a stick of dynamite written on it. If you know there's $10,000 floating around under the surface of the water,
yeah,
you're going to trawl the thing.
But there's specific fish that they're getting. Yes, you can't get
But they're going to get it.
You can't get
tadpoles. So if you know it's in the river, well, I'll just trawl the river. Eventually, I'm going to pull out the fish that's worth $10,000. I will.
Can you get sticks of dynamite? Is that legal?
I will destroy the river system.
That's not the idea of it, though.
It's not.
To bring people to the regional
area. We're trying to get people to respect to the country.
If you put a gold nugget under a hill and tell people it's worth $10,000, they will tear that hill to pieces trying to...
You have very little faith in humanity, don't you? Honestly. That's something you would do.
All right. Perhaps. Well, let's see how this unfolds, shall
we? All right. No, I think it's a
$10,000 fish, you know what that is? A dolphin. You know that?
Oh, my God. Like, if you say dolphin sashimi
really
one more time, I'm going to be in trouble.
Don't you?
It'd be tasty. I'd have that in Japan.
Okay. We're going to wind up, don't we?
Yeah.
Are we close?
We're done.
It's time to go.
Yep. Who did you say was on tomorrow?
Pickering. Don't even care. It's Charlie Pickering and Limo, Clown of the Week.
Yeah.
And we'll be back tomorrow.
Can you bring us back one
Safe travels.
Nah.
Oh, come on.
You're hot dogarian.
We'll put a $10,000 price tag on it.
Talk to you tomorrow. Get it, Evil Eye.
Another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. Powered by Makita's Cordless Power Garden Range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.